Glenn Brewer is a lifelong resident of Bryan College Station. He attended both Texas A&M University and Texas Christian University. Go Frogs? Is it something like this?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sick'em Frogs. That's it. Okay. Gig'em Frogs? Gig'em. Yeah. There you go. He has almost 20 years experience in the banking industry and is a senior vice president of American Momentum Bank, where he is currently a senior commercial relationship manager. He is serving in his fifth year on the Chamber's Board of Directors and Vice Chair of Leadership prior to serving as the chair-elect of the board. He's a past chairman of the Chamber's Ambassador Committee and is a 2001 graduate of our Leadership Brazos program. His service to the Chamber has been recognized with several awards. He was named the Chamber Ambassador of the Year in 2001, Chamber Volunteer of the Year in 2002, and in 2003 he received the Community Service Award from the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. Community service continues to be very important to Glenn. He is currently on the board of the Rotary Club of Aggieland and is an active member of the Aggie Quarterback Club. He is a past president of the Bryan Independent School District Education Foundation, the BCS March of Dimes, and the Rotary Club of Aggieland. He's also a past assistant governor of Rotary District 5910, a former board member of Keep Brazos Beautiful. He's a graduate of College Station Citizen University, as well as Bryan's Leadership Academy. He is proud of his wife, Kathy, his four children, Nicole, Christy, Randy, and Keith, and his six beautiful grandchildren, with number seven due in December. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our 2013-2014 Chairman of the Board from American Momentum Bank, Mr. Glenn Brewer.
Thank you, Scott. You did leave off my NASA awards. They're pretty much the same as Dr. Lofton, so... Right now, it is my pleasure to give out the 2013 Citizen of the Year Award, and I'd like to invite our Chamber President and CEO, Roy Sickman, to join me for the presentation of this award. The Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year Award has been in existence since 1987. The purpose of this award is to recognize individuals who have made significant civic contributions to the development and quality of life of this community through their own personal efforts. Their actions, by their very nature, serve as a model to those presently involved in community enhancement and business development, and they inspire others to bring about a better business climate and quality of life for the Bryan College Station community. Previous recipients of the Citizen of the Year are printed in your program. I would ask you, anyone in attendance this evening to please stand. Tonight's recipients will join this group of very distinguished Bryan College Station community leaders. Ben Hardeman is the perfect example of the saying, "I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could." He was only one when his father took a teaching position at Texas A&M. Ben started his company, Ornamental Castings, in the backyard of his parents' home 2 years into an industrial distribution major at Texas A&M. By the time he graduated from the university, he had a growing company. 32 years later, in 1999, Ben sold OMC Industries, intending to retire and drive his Model T Fords around the country. However, 6 months later, he purchased a Model T parts business called Texas T Parts and went into business again. Ben has a history involvement with the Chamber of Commerce and served as a member of the Board of Directors, as a Vice President, and as Chairman of the Small Business Council. He also put together the initial plans for the highly successful Leadership Brazos program. Ben has served on the Bryan City Council two separate times and was instrumental in passing the original no-smoking ordinance, implementing zoning to protect local neighborhoods, and expanding the fire department to include trained emergency personnel on Bryan ambulances. He is still actively involved in the betterment of our community. He serves on several committees that contribute to the economic development, and most publicly, he has become the chair of the Downtown Bryan Association and leads the efforts to save the historic Queen Theater. In 1982, Ben was invited to Washington, D.C., where he was awarded the Small Business Person of the Year Award for Region 6 of the Small Business Administration, which included Texas and four other states. Ben's hobbies include restoring and driving Model T Fords, working with machinery, and obviously community service. He and his wife, Nancy, have three daughters and two wonderful granddaughters. He still has plans to retire and eventually drive his Model Ts around the country, just not yet. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present the 2013 Citizen of the Year Award to a man who truly exemplifies the definition of community service, Mr. Ben Hardeman. I am aware that I am the last official speaker between you all leaving tonight, so I'll keep that in mind. You know, as I look out tonight on the smiling faces of what is an amazingly good-looking group of people, it seems just a little bit turned around. For the last 18 or 19 years, I've been sitting out where you're sitting, looking up at the incoming chairman to make his or her remarks, and the good thing is I think I might have a couple of things that may be on your mind. One, what can he possibly have to say? And two, how long can he possibly take to say it? Okay, even the better news is when I was sitting out there thinking these things myself, I would occasionally think, what if the almost unimaginable would happen? However inconceivable, what if I was up there about to give my remarks as the incoming chairman? Well, I would give the best and shortest remarks in the history of the Chamber of Commerce banquet, and that's what I would do. That's the plan. But before you get too excited about that, I have to say I did find out since then, and I still may have the shortest remarks. Don't give up hope. But there are a couple of things that must be said in addition to thank you and sitting down, which was my original plan. First, I have to thank Ben Downs of Bryan Broadcasting for his 2 years of service as our previous chairman of the board. Ben Downs, as I like to say, the chair so nice, he did it twice. Ben, I'm just starting to realize the commitment you made, the time and effort you put in for those 2 years for all of our business community. For your leadership on the Chamber Board, we are beyond lucky to have had your guidance, and thank you for turning over the keys to such a well-running organization. You know, probably 100 different people have come up to me and said, aren't you nervous to have to follow Ben Downs as the Chamber Chairman? I've always had the same reply. Many of you have heard me say it. The answer is no, I'm not nervous about following Mr. Downs. All along, I've felt that after 2 years of Mr. Downs' suave and sophisticated manner, his urbane and clever delivery of his witty and entertaining remarks, after 2 years of highly intelligent and well-thought-out speeches, people are bound to be ready for something completely different. And here I am. Also, our chair-elect, Rich White from HEB, has told me, Glenn, don't worry about following Ben Downs. You get right in there. You do the best job you can. You get in there and you lower that bar of expectation for future chairman back down to a reasonable level that we all can hit. And I think I can do that, Rich. In fact, I may be doing it right now. I also want to thank American Momentum Bank, Don Adam, Clay Reby, George Lee, and Frank Brisco for their support personally and allowing me this year as your Chamber of Commerce chairman. It's going to be an exciting year because of Ben and Royce, the finest president and CEO of any Chamber of Commerce anywhere in this nation, and the fine staff he's put together, and the board members and the chamber volunteers that we have. We're in great shape as a chamber. I started volunteering with the chamber, I think, around 1994 or 95, and I'm proud to have served as a chamber ambassador and to be the first chair to come out of the ambassador program. I've seen how the chamber works inside and out, and my main goal this year is to continue our path of recent years in providing better and better service to our chamber members. Now to the men and women of the Bryan College Station business community here tonight, and we at our annual banquet, we get a who's who of the Bryan business community. Thank you for your continued investment in our chamber. You do understand that together we can accomplish so much more than anything that we can do individually to promote our common business interests. And when business and commerce are flourishing, the arts, our nonprofits, our churches, and our leisure interests also flourish. Healthy businesses are essential for a healthy community, and at your BCS Chamber of Commerce, we will continue to offer programs, events, and activities that will ensure a healthy business community. Things are going great, but they can be even better if you personally will volunteer and get involved. I'm looking forward in this coming year to working with one of the best Chamber of Commerce boards that I'm aware of. We will not lose sight of our mission to enhance the economic well-being of the businesses in this community that we serve. Finally, I need to thank my parents, M. Glenn and Edwina Brewer, probably the only two people more amazed than I am that I'm standing up here tonight. My wife, Kathy, who I know gets tired of continually setting me on the right path again and again and again. Please, honey, do not stop. And for all of you, I apologize if I did not set a record with my remarks here tonight as I intended. But you know, there are things I really needed to say. And unless you're Ben Downs, you only get to do this once. Thank you very much.